Praise God. I appreciate this morning. Just a thought I had, something that we talked about in our VBS class was worship. And what you've heard this morning is who God is. Remember, we talked about the God of the universe, the God who's in control of everything. And we encourage you to worship Him, because what you've heard this morning is who He is. He is the one that has the plan for your life. You're not just worshiping nothing. You're either worshiping God or you're worshiping Satan. End of story. I mean, that's why this is so important. I pray that God will open your eyes to see that, you know, y'all are getting to an age now where you're fixing to come out of your parents' house. You've been under a covering of blessing, but you're starting to get to an age where you start making decisions. When rebellion starts showing itself in your heart towards authority, that is an act of worship towards Satan. It's not just something that comes up in your brain that says, well, I'm going to do this. You're actually influenced by another power other than God. So that's why when we talked about this, it's so imperative that you understand that you're just not in some sort of gray area. There is a black and white God and Satan kingdom. And that is why I encourage you all to draw nigh to God. He has given something. He's given you guys you're really in a blessed position to hear the things that are coming forth, because not everybody hears this. The people that you're going to run into as you get older, they have not heard the truth that you've heard. And you have an opportunity to bow your knee to Jesus Christ. It's going to be, you know, I don't know where this gets into choices, but there is a choice. God calls, and either you respond or you don't. And that is the crux that you are at, that you're coming up upon. So when you think, man, I'm just not listening to my parents, I'm doing whatever I want, I'm not listening to authority, there's something that's reigning your life, and it's not Jesus Christ. It's actually something else. It's actually what you've heard of the spirit of the world, what you've heard about this morning. So I want you to really take heed to what we've heard this morning. I want to take heed to it. It's really helped me to give me a clearer vision of, you know, as you walk with the Lord, things, you know, there, you see things kind of in a gray area when you grow up and you go. I just remember being in high school and, you know, in middle school, high school, coming up, there's a very transition time in my life, and you are receiving so much of what this world says. Whether you want to or not, it's getting into you. You're hearing it. It's going into your brain, and you start looking at things from that point of view. And it's not just a point of view. It's a worldview, yes. And it is Satan's worldview. We need to be rescued. I need to be rescued. You guys need to be rescued. Every single one of us. And it is God that we need His wisdom. There's a prayer there in Ephesians that Paul prayed. I pray that the God of the universe would enlighten your hearts and your minds and give you the wisdom. He's doing that. Whether you decide, and it's, I hate to use that word, because God knows those that are His. But it would behoove you to listen to what the Lord has said this morning and keep your eyes upon Him. If you draw nigh to Him, He will draw nigh. That's what worship is about. The worship of our life is about who is on the throne of our life. And God's worthy of it. Satan is not. And I don't know, I just felt like I'd share that this morning. Praise God.